hope. It's missed paychecks. I'm Mike Moss. An encouraging sign in the now 34-day partial government shutdown. The White House says the president is willing to reopen the government if he gets a down payment on border wall money. Correspondent Abby Phillip at the White House.
How much that dollar figure is still unknown, but that is a change from his position, which was $5.7 billion for the wall. That's what he's been demanding since December. And now the second part about this is that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are talking. They just completed that meeting. And as Chuck Schumer was walking out of the meeting, he kept repeating, "We're talking, we're talking."
After weeks of nothing, there are fast-moving developments today. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Just got off the phone with the president. I told him we're talking about a three-week CR. And all of us believe if we had 3 weeks with the government open, with all the discord coming from a shutdown, that we could find a way forward to produce a bill that he would sign that would be good for everybody in the country. But we need that opportunity.
The talks come after two strikeouts in the Senate today. One a package supported by the president, the other package supported by Democrats. Tomorrow, more than 800,000 federal workers will miss their second paychecks of the shutdown. But the president's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, called on them to sacrifice.
It's not fair to you, and we all get that, but this is so much bigger than any one person. It is a little bit of pain, but it's going to be for the future of our country.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross angered many unpaid workers today when he suggested they go out and get a loan. The Democratic field of 2020 presidential contenders is growing. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard has now officially launched her campaign. The 37-year-old is the fifth announced candidate. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 22 points today. I'm Mike Moss.
Thank you for calling American Bullion. How can I help you?
The phones are ringing off the hook right now at American Bullion. With wild swings in the stock market and worries about heading into a worldwide recession, cautious investors are quickly shifting part of their portfolios into physical gold and silver for the time being. Don't get caught by surprise like so many did 10 years ago. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call American Bullion right now to learn about their hassle-free process of moving any portion of your IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of gold and silver tax-free. And ask for your free copy of American Bullion's original gold guide, the only one recommended by former Principal Deputy Director of the U.S. Mint, Red Jepson. Call now, 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Call American Bullion now. Get the best gold guide and start protecting your retirement account. Call now, 800-600-4849.
Arizona News Radio, the arrest of a male nurse in the case of that incapacitated Hacienda Care Facility patient who was impregnated and gave birth, resulting from DNA tests earlier this week.
That evidence was sent to the Phoenix Police Department crime lab, and those individuals worked tirelessly to compare those DNA samples with DNA obtained from the baby.
Sergeant Tommy Thompson with Phoenix Police. The suspect, 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, who'd been caring for the 29-year-old victim, is jailed on $500,000 bond. On a 6-2 vote, the Phoenix City Council approves a $230 million renovation project for Talking Stick Resort Arena, home of the Phoenix Suns.
This is our community. This is our asset. This is our excitement. This is our pride. And this is our recruitment tool. You can go down the list of the benefits that the arena provides to us.
Mayor Thelda Williams voting with the majority, the city to pay $150 million, the Suns $80 million. A DPS officer suffering non-life-threatening injuries and a shooting in Flagstaff Wednesday night. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Unbound.org. Look for an accident in Scottsdale off to the right, Loop 11 northbound of Cactus Road, and Tempe off the Loop 11 southbound of Broadway Road off to the right. Accident as well. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor, an elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect clear skies, low down to 43 with an east-northeast wind of 5 miles per hour. Sunny for the day Friday, tomorrow's high up to 71. Clear Friday night, low 44. Saturday, sunny high 73, and Sunday, sunny high 71. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 67 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You're out for a jog, getting in the zone, when...
Ew! Oh, it smells like rotten eggs!
Meanwhile, dirt is swirling in the air, and you hear a hissing noise.
Dude, it's a snake!
No, dude, a hissing sound, swirling dirt, or rotten egg odor can mean there's a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Ah, thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, young person.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now, every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this shutdown Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus the shutdown that will not go away. A report from the front lines on how it's affecting our market. Then in our loan segment, shut down but not shut out. Government loans still being issued. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. We're going to look at the single-family rental market. And down the stretch, we got some new listings, a special distressed sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
So, what did we do? We did 12 years at 10 o'clock?
I would say, well, there's a couple of different times there. We did a 10, we did an 11.
So people,
but here we are in the afternoon.
People are hearing us now while they're driving, but they could have heard us in the morning, but now they can hear us in the afternoon. I hope a lot of people that used to listen to us in the morning figured it out.
This is,
we're going to put a blast out there. A blast.
I know we should do a lot better on the marketing side of it, but this is like prime time for radio. This is, they call this the afternoon drive.
I can hear all that exhaust, all those engines revving, getting out of work.
Can't wait to listen to the bros.
I'm in my car. Now what do I do? Turn on KFNX 1100. And you know what? I got allergies today.
I can hear that. What's up with that?
I got allergies today. I don't know if it's just I'm allergic to this 3 o'clock drive time.
I hope not. Cause we're going to be here a long time, my brother. We better take some, what do you call that stuff? Claritin D?
Real estate. Real estate is one of those topics everybody talks about, from the cab drivers to the Uber drivers to the pharmacists. Everybody talks about real estate. And what is the market going to do? What is the market? How's the real estate market, Rick? I get that everywhere I go.
Every day.
And I say to them, listen, you know, it's different in different markets. It's different in that under $300,000 market. It's different in that $300,000 to $600,000 market. It's different from $7 million to $1 million and then $1 million to $2 million. It's all different. What market are you in determines
How is this market doing? And I will tell you that as far as it, we are very inventory driven. Right now we have over 18,800 active listings in MLS. A month ago, that was 16,800. 2,000 more. We're looking about 10% increase in inventory, which is typical. We typically see that after the first of the year.
But there's a different tone this year. There's a different tone. The tone started in December, and it was unmistakable, where we had a slowdown. And then I know we watch CNBC a lot. You know, Diana Olick has a little article out. The unusual large drop in home sales has real estate agents baffled. Real estate brokers trying to figure out why sales of existing homes plunged, that's a buzzword, in December. The 6.4% monthly move was unusually large, regardless of direction, according to the National Association of Realtors. And in fact, it was the shift was one of the largest that didn't involve some sort of government policy, such as a home buyer tax credit or something like that. So it's interesting. So let's go back to December and kind of follow things forward through today. In December, we had a rate hike. A noticeable rate hike that put the kibosh on what was a very strong trending market. And all of a sudden, rates kind of tripped up over in a week, a half to three quarters of a point. And then you had the holiday season come in. And then we got into January and rates magically, mysteriously started coming down. However, the market has been slow to react to that. And so I'm starting to get calls now from investors saying, is this an opportunity? Because there is some slowness. We're seeing, like Rick said, inventory is on the rise. Days on market overall has been trending higher. So if you are out there and you are a buyer and now you've gotten a gift because rates have come down and sentiment is kind of a little sluggish, I think this could be an opportunity. So I was out this morning showing property all, you know, up and down the 101 there in that Arrowhead area, actually. I have an investor targeting some possible single family rentals, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But we're trying to take advantage of this little pause.
Yeah. But you know what? I think a lot of sellers need to understand this pause too. I think we talk about froth. We talk about the beer cup. We talk about the amount of foam on the top of the beer. And that's kind of what I attribute this market to. A lot of sellers like to have a lot of froth before they get to actually what the worth is, the actual beer. And I think that pricing is everything right now. I've been looking at homes all over this valley and I've been taking people all over this valley. I've been putting miles on the car. And I'm telling you, there is a lot of inventory out there right now. In certain price ranges, 325 and under is where we're seeing just a ton of inventory.
So you're saying because of inventory, sellers need to really price their homes
correctly,
very competitively.
Yeah.
And that's, no doubt, but it's interesting when you take a look at, the mindset of people, because we had this big slowdown. Now all of a sudden people are you said miles on your car. People are taking longer to make a decision. They're hesitant. So there's that whole aspect. There's the seller side, there's the investor side, and there's the buyer side. The buyer side is this, you know, the right time? Should we wait? Because, you know, look at what's going on. More inventory. Maybe the market's going to go down. Maybe I could get a better price.
They're hesitant also because they have so many options. When you give somebody so many options, you got to show them what's available to them in their price range. Because there's just so much of the same thing. They have options. They can't choose. Buyers are getting confused. They're getting confusism.
Are you getting, though, that, you know, what, you know, like you said, people are asking, what's this market doing? To me, that is a sign of I'm going to wait on the fence and sort of wait and see kind of attitude. Because I, too, have been showing lots of properties. Without a lot of commitment, that commitment level that was there before, and it's human nature.
Yeah.
You know, we've taken a pause. So naturally buyers, like you said, being a little more selective.
Being more selective because they can be. And that's why you really need to have, if you guys, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you're right. you can get a potentially a deal out there now. Let that hesitation turn into an opportunity is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Make a couple of lowball offers or lower ball offers.
How about the pending side too? The pending offers, the pending sales were at 6,700. They're at 8,400 now. So even pending sales have gone up almost 20%.
Well, that means there's activity. Though.
There's lots of activity, lots of inventory, but it's definitely something that we normally see this time of year. And, if you're a buyer, now's the time. If you're a seller, price your home correctly.
There you go. Up next, government shutdown affecting millions. What about your loan? Deanne has all the details next on The Real Estate Show featuring Yelton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands? People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Yelton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Yelton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Yelton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Yelton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Yelton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Yelton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-606. 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
Deanitized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Instead of good morning, it's good afternoon.
Yes.
How about that? What do you think about this new time slot we're in?
Well, I think you sound a lot more chipper.
I do.
See, prime time will do that to you, Dean.
I am an afternoon guy. I'm not a morning guy. So, yeah, maybe I do sound more chipper.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love it. I think it's a great time.
Good.
I was the only thing I had a concern about was going to be, you know, traffic. But I got to say, it was kind of a breeze getting down here. Mm-hmm. So that is alleviated. Now we can just concentrate on, you know, the show.
Yeah, well, just wait till you have to head north on the 51.
Right. Well, getting here is the key. Getting home, we can deal with that.
That could take forever.
That could take forever. That's all right.
Good. Good, good, good.
So, Deanne.
Yes.
It's chatter about shutdowns and more shutdowns that won't stop and, you know, the effect, it's obviously affecting directly millions of people. In our industry and in, let's get into the mortgage industry. I have an SBA loan deal, commercial deal going right now that, you know, was basically halted. They're not issuing any SBA loans right now. However, for our purposes and your purposes, mostly dealing with residential financing, right, how are we doing on the FHA VA front?
Well, FHA and VA were still up and running. So it takes a couple of days maybe to get a case number, basically, before we can order an appraisal. But I did find something interesting out when I was questioning our gentleman that runs the compliance. And he was stating that at FHA and VA, they don't have any support staff. So if for some reason FHA connection went down, we could be in trouble because there would be nobody there to repair it. Now, it rarely ever happens, but could it? Sure.
When you say FHA connection, what does that mean?
That's where we have to go into to get our case numbers in order to order appraisals and to do an FHA loan. Same with a VA.
Gotcha.
Right, right. And like I said, it rarely happens, but, you know, there's always that possibility. But other than that, it's pretty much business as usual.
But if somebody, you know, is approved for an FHA loan today,
right, yes,
they can still get a case number issued.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're still closing FHA and VA, and I did verify a USDA. We don't do a whole lot of them because it's out in the rural areas.
Yes.
But currently they're not issuing any guarantees right now, similar to your loan. So basically you could originate it, but until that office is up and running, and you get the guarantee, you wouldn't be able to close that loan.
Is there a delay because of the shutdown for getting case numbers? I realize they're issuing them, but is it taking longer? Like, should we allow more time to get an FHA VA deal done?
No, you just need to make sure that your lender's on top of it. So basically, you know, it can may take a day or two on the outside, 3 days to get a case number. However, in the meantime, you're still waiting for the borrower to sign their disclosures, get them back to you. You know, typically I don't want to order an appraisal until after, you know how I am.
Sure.
Yeah, I tell you to get the home inspection done.
Make sure we want the property, yeah.
Right, so that the borrower is not at their home inspection fee as well as the appraisal. So for me, it's not affecting me whatsoever. Just have to stay on top of it, as always.
So cut to a week from now. Here we are on prime time next Thursday, and hopefully this won't be the case, but let's say the government has not reopened. At some point in time, you know, is there the potential for an FHA VA shutdown or dramatic slowdown? Should people, you know, get this stuff done now? What's your outlook on that?
No, they don't anticipate any issues. Like I said, on the off chance, your only issue might be is if the connection went down. You know, and it rarely ever happens, but is that a possibility? Anything is a possibility when you're relying on technology.
Sure. So let's just break down USDA financing. Just, you mentioned it. It was a good point. We don't do a lot of it, but It is a government-sponsored program to help with down payment assistance, right, in the outlying areas. Can you talk
no,
a little bit? 100%, right. Yeah, 100%.
Conventional financing. So, like Whitman, for instance, is within the area. So if a borrower wanted to buy a single-family home up in Whitman and they want to do 100% conventional financing with the USDA, right now we wouldn't be able to do it. We could originate it, but we have to wait for them to open back up to be able to get it guaranteed.
Gotcha. So 100% financing, similar to VA, but different in that obviously you don't have to be VA qualified to get it, but it does. It's more of a geographical program. So like you said, Whitman, possibly some areas like Tonopah. Not sure, is Tonopah in that vicinity or?
I'm not, you know, they took off so many of the areas that you really have to just go into the map and see.
Okay.
Because I know Buckeye was on there, and then they took Buckeye off. You know, Anthem is still on there. Why, I have no idea. Because, you know, there are income limitations. They're liberal, very liberal. So most people would qualify. But, you know, I would consider Tonopah more rural than I would, say, Anthem. But I don't make the map.
All right. Well, so there's that whole aspect of it. And then in the opening segment, we were talking a little bit about how rates spiked in December, market kind of slowed down, and it's kind of, it's almost like the market has a cold and it's been very sluggish to recover.
Yes.
You know, you would think because interest rates have kind of come back down that, you know, the market may, you know, pick up again, but it's kind of stuck in the mud a little bit. And I'm just wondering what you're seeing from the loan side.
I'm seeing the same thing, and I'm seeing that people are afraid to pull the trigger. So unless somebody really has to move, you know, there's a lot of people out there, especially with this government shutdown going on so long, there's a lot of uncertainty. And so I think that that's spooking people. And right now there seems to be, you know, there are some people buying, but it's definitely slower than it has been in previous Januaries for, you know, people getting back out there and looking.
No doubt. No doubt. Very interesting, phenomenon. But speaking of rates, and now that, they have come back down a little bit, how about an update on where we're at? You want to start with FHA?
Yeah, we're holding steady, from last week. 280,000. We're still at 4.75 with an APR of 5.554. Total payment, $1,800.52.
1801 FHA, 3.5% down.
Yep.
That can be gifted. We can try to get the seller to pay costs.
Yes.
So.
And I am seeing more of that, so.
Yeah, it's much more of a, you know, a 50 in some cases more than a, the market is just shifting quite a bit.
Right.
How about, VA, Deanne?
VA, 100% financing. You're looking at 4.75 with an APR of 4.88. Total payment, $1,642.65.
All right, 1643. If you are a veteran, use that VA eligibility. 4.75. And Deanne is a expert. Can I say expert, Deanne? I know there's like all this legalese about using the word expert, but if ever there's a person that knows VA upside down and around, it's Deanne Reisner. And she can tell you all about VA and how to navigate it and how to reuse that, your eligibility if you need to. How about conventional, Deanne?
Conventional, owner-occupied, 20% down, good credit. You're looking at 4.875 with an APR of 4.993. Total payment, $1,372.93.
All right, $1,373. Conventional, still under 5%, people. These rates are incredible. We're still talking about under 5. People can still gather at the water cooler and brag that they are under 5 with their rates. But I have a feeling that'll come to an end now with the investor rate.
Investors, 20% down, good credit. You're looking at 5.75 with an APR of 5.81. Total payment, $1,488.64.
All right, we'll call it $1,489. Still under 6 as an investor. These homes will cash flow all over town with the rent rates where they are. Deanne, just want to thank you for taking a little bit of time on your Thursday afternoon. We thank you very much.
Thank you.
Give her a call, 602-606-6728. Up next, Investor's Corner. We're going to look at the rental market for single-family homes. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Some movement made to end a 34-day-old partial government shutdown. President Trump weighed in when asked about backing a deal Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer come to terms on to fund the government.
If they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it. Yeah.
Even if it has no wall money? Or does it have to have wall money?
I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to.
Senate leaders and the White House are talking about a three-week continuing resolution aimed at temporarily ending the shutdown as 800,000 federal workers miss a second paycheck tomorrow. Two bills to end the shutdown failed earlier today in Senate votes. President Trump said all options are on the table as the U.S. seeks to push Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to give up power, but the reality is much more complicated. The Senate Intelligence Committee has now issued a subpoena for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to appear before next month. Cohen set to begin a three-year prison sentence in March. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio, the arrest of a male nurse in the case of that incapacitated Hacienda Care Facility patient who was impregnated and gave birth, resulting from DNA tests earlier this week.
That evidence was sent to the Phoenix Police Department crime lab, and those individuals worked tirelessly to compare those DNA samples with DNA obtained from the baby.
Sergeant Tommy Thompson with Phoenix Police. The suspect, 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, who'd been caring for the 29-year-old victim, is jailed on $500,000 bond. On a 6-2 vote, the Phoenix City Council approves a $230 million renovation project for Talking Stick Resort Arena, home of the Phoenix Suns.
This is our community. This is our asset. This is our excitement. This is our pride. And this is our recruitment tool. You can go down the list of the benefits that the arena provides to us.
Mayor Thelda Williams voting with the majority, the city to pay $150 million, the Suns $80 million. A DPS officer suffering non-life-threatening injuries and a shooting in Flagstaff Wednesday night. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
Now for your 1100 KFNX traffic report, brought to you by Unbound.org. Look for an accident in Tempe, off to the right, the US 60 westbound. McClintock Drive, look for another accident in Tempe, Loop 101 southbound of Broadway Road in Tempe. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor, and another in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect clear skies, low down to 43 with an east-northeast wind of 5 miles per hour. Sunny for the day Friday, tomorrow's high up to 71. Clear Friday night, low 44. Saturday, sunny high 73. And Sunday, sunny high 71. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 65 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best pricing and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been exclusively using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem like me.
Call
call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
How about that? Good
job, Dave.
How
about that, my brother?
So what are we talking about?
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about single-family homes, which we deal with. You know, I'd say the majority of what we do is in that space from an investor side, from a resale side. And a lot of our clients, a lot of our investors want to participate in the single family rental market.
Here's what we're going more towards now, VRBO. VRBO is a big demand. It is, obviously, if you live in an HOA, it's very difficult to do VRBO because most HOAs have rules against length of leases. So you buy properties in non-HOA, so you could possibly have that different rental income. Arcadia is a great VRBO. South Scottsdale is a great VRBO. North Phoenix, 85254, great areas VRBO. So we definitely have a lot of investors that are trying to do 1031 exchanges, but prices have kind of risen. So with 20% down on say $300,000, what did Deanne say the payment was on that?
That was like, well, she said it was based on 280 loan amount.
Based on 280 loan amount. So,
for an investor, 1489.
So 1489 for the average, say 325,000 house payment, 14. So right now, rents, putting 20% down as an investor, rents are becoming a little thin.
Cash flows, but
that's only principal and interest, what she's talking about. That's not
taxes
and insurance.
That's everything. That's all in.
A PITI payment, $1,500 basically, on a $280,000 loan amount. And most of those properties are going to rent between $1,600 and $1,750. Would you say?
Yeah, I mean, in general, depends.
Right. And then you got HOA dues, and you got some rental fees and all the other kind of stuff. So what I'm saying, and what I'm getting at, is that other options for investors are them now looking at VRBOs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole, we could do a whole show on VRBO. But, that is a remodeled house that's got to be furnished, and, you know, there's some capital expense that goes into it. And we certainly work with companies that can run analysis on VRBO and see if it makes sense. A lot of, owners, you kind of got to love it. You got to work it. And so that's a whole kind of separate box as an option for single family homes. What I wanted to kind of break down a little bit was just for the general investor. What you didn't get at there in your little
spiel
is, if you do put 20% down, of course, the numbers are going to be a little bit tight. It is a little bit of a forced savings account because, you know, about $400 to $500 a month in principal is going to be paid off by your tenant. You do get tax deductions. There is a tax advantage to it. You can write off certain things. Obviously talk to your tax guy. We're not tax guys on the show, but there are benefits aside from appreciation. I'm more talking about to like the cash buyers. The cash buyers who are picking up these single family homes. And by the way, they're doing it institutionally. I mean, there's huge institutions in town that are purchasing homes in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. And they're doing that, because they like the Phoenix market. They think they see opportunity in the Phoenix market. So it's not just mom and pop investors. It's institutional buyers who are buying these homes in the hundreds, thousands. And, that's because we're still very affordable compared to other cities of similar size. And our rents are going up.
Yeah.
Our rents are going up.
Continuously.
So
unbelievable how rents are going up.
So for example, like in some of these homes we were looking at this morning, we're looking at a $290,000 house this morning that, you know, conservatively would rent for $1,700 a month. And when you factor in taxes, insurance, HOA, and a home warranty, you know, so the gross would be $20,400 bucks. That's for a gross. And you factor in all this other stuff, you net that out. This house is going to return 5.9%, almost 6%. So it's that or a bank.
Or stocks or bonds.
Oh, yeah.
Or
treasury. Good luck with the stock thing. But 5.9%, pretty conservative investment. And that's kind of what these guys are looking for. They're looking for that 5.5% to 6.5% return. And it's a very conservative way to, you know, create passive income. And VRBO is certainly another play. It's another thing, which, we can talk about. But I'm just trying to sort of get at the general audience out there who's saying, you know, I have monies in stocks that are going up and down and it's very hard to, stomach sometimes. Where else could I put my money? And everybody should have a little bit in real estate. Talk to your financial advisor about that. And so I just thought 6%. And by the way, we're not talking about appreciation. We're not talking about the fact that our market's gone up 5% for the last, you know, however many years in a row, on average. So, the smart money, the guys that, some of my biggest clients who could, you know, buy the commercial spaces or put their funds in multifamily, which some of them do, but a lot of them are just buying single family residential income and putting it as part of their portfolio. So it's an option. If you guys are interested, want an analysis on a certain area, or you're considering this, give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. And we would be happy to run some numbers for you, see if it makes sense, see if it's a good fit.
Creation of wealth, real estate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And by the way, there's risk appetite out there for all different levels. If you go into commercial space, you know, we could probably get you a little bit better return, a little more risk, you know, in commercial. So it varies. It varies on, you know, what everybody's risk appetite is. These leasebacks, we talk about builder leasebacks a lot on the show. They're much shorter term investments, better returns because they're shorter term. We try to get 8-9% triple net. So the builder also pays the taxes, insurance, and HOA. We've got some of those available right now. Couple in Colorado Springs, couple in Williams, Arizona. Give us a call on those, or they're kind of in the 200 to 600 range. They kind of vary depending on what you guys are looking for. So we can find it anywhere. 480-451-3318. Did you want to do a listing?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about some listings. I got this little condo in Tempe. This is the cutest little condo in Tempe. Gated community, Cayo Los Cerros. It's a two bedroom, one bath, 812 square feet, built in 1985, fully furnished. For $137,500. It's really cute. It's got an upstairs loft, spiral staircase.
I like the community amenities there.
Yeah.
For $137,500, you can have the pool, you have the fitness center, you have the park-like grounds.
Yeah, it's got lush greens, lots of palm trees. Go ahead, you want to do one?
Yeah, sure. How about we had a reduction? We got this beautiful home in Gilbert, four bedroom, two and a half bath, plus a den office, three car garage, six car slab, 4,200 plus square feet, built in 2000. We were at 525. Now we're at 515. 515. That is $122 and change a foot in Gilbert. One of the best values you'll find.
I'm going to talk about Seiko's house. I hope Seiko realizes that we change times.
Gotta
she likes
know.
To listen to us in the morning.
We have
she
to update our up. Website too.
She gets up. She has her little coffee, but we'll talk about that after the break.
Yeah, stay tuned for the best house you've ever heard about in Cordobella. Up next, we're going to talk more about those listings. We also have some special distressed sales deals of the week, much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court-appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, Elton Brothers, one word, at cox.net. And of course, you can always check out our site, eltonbrothers.com. You just fill out an email address and you have MLS access, just like the pros. Real time. It's not like realtor.com where you find a house that you love and you go and you look it up and it's been sold 3 months ago.
Trulia, Zillow, same thing. Go on eltonbrothers.com, sign up, search MLS like a realtor, right?
Well, I said like a pro, but I guess a realtor qualifies.
Anyway, I want to get back to Seiko's property out there in, Cordobella. This is just the most immaculate property. It's a single level, three bedroom, three bath. It's got a detached casita, a total of 1980 square feet, built in 06. Just extremely beautifully appointed, lots of upgrades, immaculate. It backs to the 13th long view of the fairway. If you're going to buy in a 45 and older community, basically right out there at the 303 in El Mirage, it is the best location, has the best, architecture, golf course, community, center, restaurants. It's just a community pool.
What do we want for this paradise?
Yeah, you would think, right? 449,000. Can't beat it though. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a adult community, this one is 45 and older and it's a newer community. So anyway, that one is a great house. Go ahead and talk about Birch Street.
I did Birch at the end of the last segment. So
we used to live on a street called Birch, didn't we? We used to live close to Birch Street.
Chestnut Street.
I know, but there was all trees. This is all back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
There was birch. There was chestnut. There was, what else?
Franklin.
Pine.
That's right. Pine. Church. Pine. Yeah. A lot of that. All right. Yeah, like, there you go.
Back to old school. Old school names of streets. You know, Elm. Right?
Grew up playing a golf course called White Birch. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I love Birch Street.
Some of you guys from PA might know
anyway,
about
it. Anyway, talk about this house on Birch.
I did, Rick.
No, the other did. One.
But I'm going to go and talk about North Scottsdale now, if that's okay with you. Yes. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, plus a den office, 2.5-car garage, almost 3,700 square feet built in 02. We had it at 825. Now we're at 765. East facing McDowell Mountain, sweeping views of the McDowells.
And Pinnacle Peak.
And Pinnacle Peak. Can't forget that.
It's got 2 offices. Lots of built-ins. Great room. Floor plan. Single level. 3,700 square feet for $765. I just said all what you just said.
Well,
you how about an Aviano?
Fill in some blanks. Go.
How about Aviano? This one is the largest Mirador property in Aviano. And we all know about Aviano. It's got the amazing fitness center, the amazing amenities. This is 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet built in 05, fully built out basement, theaters, game rooms, and then it's got the built out loft, which makes it the largest property in Aviano for $1,249,000 in Aviano.
Did you say the 4-car garage? I'm sure you did.
I didn't, but thank you for adding that.
Now let me ask you a question. This is very important. Is it Aviano or Aviano? Because you say it both ways. I always thought it was Aviano.
Tomato or tomato? I think it's Aviano.
All right. We got another one. I got some land out there in Peoria. If you guys are interested, 7 acres plus or minus. We had it at 1.296. We just reduced it about $100,000 to 1.195. And this is zone C2 and it's splittable. So great location, very flexible. It could be a bank, a gas station, a restaurant, multifamily, retail, drugstore, you name it, it can be there. You got to give us a call on that one if you're interested. 480-451-3318.
How about Cactus? Cactus and 100th Street. We still have this property, which is a landmark property, 2 acres. It's a 9-bedroom plus, 6-bathroom, 7,230 square feet, built in 78. It's been remodeled. It's got an attached guest house, and it's on splittable acres. So you could split it right down the middle and build 2 custom homes on it. It's listed for $1,850,000, and if the zoning could be done correctly, this is a single level 7,230 square feet with a 4-car garage and a pool.
You were talking about VRBO, the other segment?
Yeah.
So we had a VRBO analysis done on this house. Over 3 years, it would average, and this is just pro forma, of course, average about $150,000 a year in income. VRBO. And that's just based on what's going on in the area. So potential uses, we know it can be a VRBO. So you could potentially split this lot, put a house on one side, have income coming in on the other. Just an option for somebody out there, a developer, remodeler, investor, or somebody who just wants to live in a perfect neighborhood.
For the rest of it, go on eltonbrothers.com and check out our listings.
Do you want to, we got some deals of the week.
Yeah.
Which, now these are distressed sales. They could be, short sales. They could be, bank owned properties. They could be estate sales. You name it. We just tried to find an overview of distressed opportunity. What do you got there, my brother?
How about this one in, Carefree? 4-bedroom, 4-bath, 2,900 square feet, built in 89. It was 595. It is now 480,000. Huge reduction and it's, $166 a foot.
This one caught my eye in Scottsdale, actually. It had a $200,000 reduction. It's a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, pool, spa, 3-car garage, almost 3,700 to 3,800 square feet, built in 03. They just reduced it from $1,200,000 to $1,000,000 in North Scottsdale.
Whoa. How about another one in Cave Creek? 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,673 square feet, built in 2010. Was $1,003,000. Now it's $1,199,000. Big reduction. Great area. A lot of these are in Cave Creek.
How about Rio Verde? We haven't been out there much. Rio Verde. 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, pool, spa, 2.5-car garage, 3,100 to 3,200 square feet. It was $5.95. They just reduced it to $5.50. They want to get it sold in Rio Verde.
How about Sedona? Everybody's ears perked up when I said Sedona.
This time of year especially.
Three bedroom, three bath, 2639 square feet, built in 62 for $724,000.
Now that you would think could be a potential fix that up VRBO type of thing.
Exactly. I mean, think about Sedona for VRBO. That'd be great.
How about Peoria? Very great school districts, great rental market out there. Four bedroom, two bath, pool, plus a den office, three car garage. All right. Almost 2,100 square feet. This just came on the market for $364.
How about this? One more we'll do. This one's in Scottsdale. Five bedrooms, three and a half bath, 4,600 square feet. Built in 99. It was $1,001,000. It is now listed at $890. $193 a foot in Scottsdale.
I got a big reduction I want to tell you about in Moon Valley area. Four bedrooms, three and a half baths, plus a den office, a guest casita, pool, 3,800 square feet in Moon Valley. They had it at $789. Now it's $650. $650. That's, what is that, $140,000 reduction?
Yeah. I mean, if your home is not priced right and you have a lot of froth in your price and you just say, hey, let's test the market, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to, you're going to start seeing reductions, and we're starting to see a lot of them. We're starting to see a lot of them in all price ranges, because if your house is truly worth $450,000 and you price it at $525,000, you will start to see reductions and reductions the longer your house is on the market. Keep in mind, if your houses are vacant, they're costing you money, and each month that goes by that you haven't priced your house correctly and it sits on the market, you have the potential to get caught up in higher interest rates, which will slow the market faster. Inventory.
If you're a seller, yeah.
If you're a seller, yeah. Inventory will grow. Interest rates are trending upwards. So if your home is vacant and it is on the market and you know you have it priced too high, it's best to reduce it now.
Here's an investor special. I just came across this while we're talking. Three bedrooms plus a den office. Out in Glendale, 1800 to 1900 square feet, built in 81. They had it at 247, now 237.9. 237.9 sounds like a little bit of a fixer at that price. That's pretty light. But that would, potentially be something for somebody. So yeah, it's interesting. The mentality that we're sort of, there's a lot of psychology that goes into purchasing these homes. Now because there is a pause, There's suddenly a consensus out there that there's something big is possibly pending because people are hesitant. That is my overall sense of this market right now, is people are hesitant.
What would you say that is? Because they're unsure about interest rates.
They're just unsure. They're unsure about China. They're unsure about the government shutdown. They're unsure about interest rates. They're unsure about where our economy is going to be in another year. And I'm saying, I think we should make it an opportunity.
And in 2 years, we have another election.
Thank goodness. I want to thank our special guest, T.N. Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, best steaks in town. Take your clients there. Alliance Pest Management, Inspect 10, welcome back. The best inspection company in town. Our man behind the glass today is Joshua. I want to thank every one of our listeners. If you have a home to sell, remember, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. We'll see you next week.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs, 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.